renounce your past, penetrating and perfect truth. Even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Shri the Dharma, Shri the Sangha. In the teachings on reharmonizing with the eternal, there's a lovely line. Within immaculacy, there's a path that leads away from the dust of the world. Insofar as any human words can explain what that means, the scripture of great wisdom does that. I began this week's talks by talking about the scripture of great wisdom, and I'll say a few more words here about it. The dust of the world that's referred to is the confused thought that revolves around the conviction that there is a separate self. A self that has qualities, a self that lacks qualities, a self that has adequacies, a self that has inadequacies, a self that has virtues, a self that has vices. When I say a separate self, I mean a self that's somehow removed from the eternal. In other words, a non-existent, because it is non-existent, focal point of a whole bunch of karmic confusion, pain, judgments, tendencies to look down, etc., etc. The scripture of great wisdom says, very simply, all of this stuff is unreal. All the virtues, all the vices, they're all unrealities. Judgments of good and evil, they're unrealities. Inadequacy, inadequacy, maleness and femaleness, they're all unrealities. Everything we can latch on to and cling to is an unreality. The latching on and clinging is itself an unreality. So what does it offer to substitute for these unrealities? It offers us a substitute for all the unrealities, for all the ephemeral refuges, for all the silly, empty ideas. Standards that we set up and then cling so desperately to. It offers as an alternative to all this the immaculate no-thingness of our own true nature. What I sometimes refer to as the great immaculacy. Think K capital G, capital I here, great immaculacy. Because when we can just let all this fluff fly by and not get involved in it, what we're left with is not just a blank no-thingness. It is not non-existence. It's not a kind of black hole of despair. Rather, it's a great well of serene, bright cleanness, a great cleanness. In this great cleanness, there are no qualities of a self. There are no characteristic or attributes of a self. There is no kind person. There is no angry person. There is no cruel person. There is no victim. There is no perpetrator. There is no pained person. There's no happy person. There's no joyful person. There is no person. Until we experience this fully, this great immaculacy, we do not realize how shackled we are, how weighed down we are by our own opinions of ourselves, our own opinions of the world and of others, but above all by our own opinions of ourselves. I am this kind of person. I am not this kind of person. I have these qualities. I don't have these qualities. I have these abilities, I don't have these abilities. Comparing, judging, analyzing. And it's all unreal, utterly unreal, ephemeral. Fluff. There's a story about Bodhidharma, how he when he arrived in China from India, he, in good Buddhist fashion, visited the head of the land, the emperor, and they had an interview. And the emperor said to Bodhidharma, this is the story, look at all these things I have done. I have, for Buddhism, I have endowed all these monasteries. I have endowed, made possible the translation of the scriptures. You know, I don't know if you know this, but they had, in ancient China, they had teams of sometimes dozens or hundreds of monks working on translating the Indian scriptures into Chinese. You know, scholarship was very, very big in ancient China. Anyway, he gave this list of all these wonderful things he'd achieved. He said, you know, what merit do I make in doing all these things? Or have I accrued or made in all these, doing all these wonderful things? And Bodhidharma reportedly said, no merit whatsoever. Or in another version, there is no holiness. There is no holiness. Now I like that version better. Who knows what actually happened, but I like that there is no holiness, at least for the purposes of this talk that I'm doing today. Because basically, he's telling the emperor, whatever the consequences of your actions, you know, that's not your problem. Your problem is to, your training, your business, you might say, is to do your actions Give it the best shot and then let go of it completely. Don't cling to it and make it an attribute of a self, where you become a greater and greater benefactor of Buddhism in your own head by accumulating good actions, or actions you judge to be good. In other words, he's pointing the way to true spiritual liberation by telling the emperor not to hang on to what he thinks of as virtuous actions. Not to build in his own head a good self to replace a not good self. You already possess the Buddha nature. That is enough. Just live to be true to that. Just train in being true to that. And everything else will take care of itself. And that is what the Scripture of Great Wisdom is teaching us. It's not saying there's no such thing as virtue and no such thing as vice. There is such a thing as virtue. There is such a thing as vice. But as soon as you hang on to virtue, you turn it into vice. As soon as you stop doing vice, you turn it into virtue. There is the eternal. There is the great immaculacy. Nothing else matters. We can trade all the virtue and all the vice in for just one simple thing. Turning to the eternal in all of our need and sincerely seeking help and then being willing to follow the guidance we're given. That takes care of everything. As Rim Master so often said, the leaf goes where the wind blows and does not disobey the wind. That is what the Scripture of Great Wisdom is teaching us. When you recite those lines, as we do over and over again, no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, know this, know that. On and on. Think of that as a wind blowing. The wind of the eternal blowing through all the unrealities. And what we think of as ourselves, just leaves on the wind. The dutiful leaf is obedient to the wind, doesn't set up a resistance.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all